Hello, Nerdy Legion. You are listening to Comic Talk Today. I, as always, am Dustin, bringing you your Comic Talk headlines for June 9th, 2020. I should address the giant elephant in the room, because if you've looked at the time on this episode, then you'll realize it's a little short. We do have some things to get into, but it's really kind of few and far between for this episode for a number of reasons. Again, I'm going to reiterate, I am not doing a... Serious is not the correct word, but it's the word I'm going for, or I'm going to use anyway. I am not doing a serious news show. We are not here to talk about horrible things. We are here to talk about things that we use for escapism, because you can get that news from any other source. That's not what we're here to focus on. We're here to focus on things that are probably going to bring some sort of light into people's lives. So if there's anything directly tied to things that are going on in the world today, there was a bunch of stuff happening in the nerd realm that dealt directly with the things I'm referencing. I'm not going to even say them out loud, just because that's not the kind of news show we're running. So we're not getting into politics, the very little bit of politics we do get into on this show is mostly just based on whether or not I think a thing will survive or I think a thing will work, because that's my personal bias. But we're not getting into that for serious reasons. So that is the reason why this is going to be a short episode. I apologize if you were expecting something more, something more political. That's not what I want to do with this show. That is not the kind of show I'm going to be running. So I'm not taking a stance on this show in any direction. So I apologize if that upsets some, but that is the truth of the matter. So now, let's get into the news. We do have some TV streaming to talk about, and that TV streaming is an update from The Batwoman Show. Carolyn Dries, who is one of the producers on the show, has kind of explained why they're going... Kind of. Really, she's just saying, I didn't want to do... She calls it the soap opera angle, even though this has happened in so many major movies. Granted, I don't know that there has been a primary character that they have had to recast in any of those movies, but there have definitely been secondary characters that are very key characters to certain plot elements in certain series. I'm looking at you, Game of Thrones. There's kind of a laundry list of shows that have done this. So, like, it's not unheard of. Might be a little rare to this level, but still something that people are aware happens and can accept easily, and they're just not doing it. So Carolyn Dries has said that Greg Berlanti, who is kind of the showrunner for all of these shows, I mean, he's like the Kevin Feige for the CW DC universe, or the Arrowverse, if you want to call it that, or the Berlantiverse, I think is more appropriate, because he's the guy in charge. So he is also part of this decision-making process, but they are just doubling down, saying that, no, we are not going to recast Kate Kane. We are going to write Kate Kane out of the series, and then we're going to see this new character, Ryan Wilder, as the new Batwoman, and we're doing our own thing. Now, there is also a precedent for doing our own thing in a series that is based on a comic book, and that always goes over well. I'm being very sarcastic right now. I don't know if this is going to work out very well at all. I honestly think that we are going to... We're not going to have Batwoman for... I would imagine... I mean, obviously they're getting a season two, but I think there is a strong possibility that we won't be seeing Batwoman past season three. I would honestly kind of be surprised to see if if we got a whole season three, or if it just really takes a dive, then we're not even going to get a season three. The season two is going to largely be the determining factor. If they can pull this off, they will set a new precedent. I just don't think they're going to pull it off. But that's the news and some heavy-handed opinion. Next, we are talking movies, and we have one more update as far as production opening up in certain areas, and that certain area now is the state of California. So there are actually a number of things that are happening on June 12th, which is next week, in the state of California, not the least of which is that TV and movie production will be able to go back underway come next week. And also movie theaters are going to be allowed to reopen. It sounds like they're heavily restricted, so don't get it wrong. They're definitely going to be heavily restricted, but somebody finally realized that the majority of their economy is based around these things, and so they need to get these things working again so they can be, what is it, the fifth largest economy in the world? If California was a state, then they would be something like that, fifth largest in the world. So, that needs to happen. And then we have one other piece in movies to talk about, and that is Evil Dead Now. So, horror fans, you are definitely familiar with the Evil Dead series. There have been quite a few Evil Dead, Evil Dead 2, Army of Darkness, the Evil Dead Showtime series, and then the Evil Dead reboot in 2013. All of these have had Bruce Campbell, except for the 2013 movie, all of them have had Bruce Campbell in some form playing the main character, Ash. Also, except for the 2013 movie, you've had Sam Raimi at the helm making these movies. The new movie, Evil Dead Now, has been revealed. The title has been revealed. The director also has been revealed, Lee Cronin. All have been revealed by Bruce Campbell talking to Empire. And this new series is, or this new movie, I guess, which theoretically is the beginning of a new Evil Dead series, is not going to, according to Bruce Campbell, not going to have any ties to any of the previous iterations of the Evil Dead, not even the 2013 movie. So that kind of sucks. Not that I really wanted Bruce Campbell back. I mean, obviously I do, because he's the most awesome, right? So I do think that they're selling themselves short by not having Bruce Campbell in this to some degree, but also it seems like we're getting some good success in popular culture, creating joined worlds, universes even. And so they totally could have capitalized on that by making these tie to one another. It's not 100% necessary in a horror universe. I'm looking at you, The Conjuring, but it is something that definitely attracts an audience, because people like the interconnectivity of things and they like to see these little Easter eggs that maybe they're the only ones that see. So I don't know. I feel like this is a poor choice, but we won't 100% know until it comes out. So we will be keeping tabs on it throughout the production process. It sounds very, very early right now. Cronin is also going to be writing it as well as directing it. So since he just came on board, there isn't even a script yet. So we don't know locations. We don't know who they need to cast, any of this. Nothing has been set up. So nothing is there to report on. But that's all we're talking about for movies. It's rumor mill time. All right. We have, this is the saving grace of the entire episode. So yeah, we have a few to talk about. First up, we have an update on Disney Plus. Well, not really an update, because like I said, it's a rumor, but this rumor is potentially going to be verified in the coming weeks, because Disney will or won't go back into production on Loki, Falcon and the Winter Soldier, and WandaVision. So the rumor says that we're going to see Disney go back into active production on these shows, plus potentially more, in the month of July. So June 12th be damned, Disney is waiting an extra month before they go back into production, which, I mean, you can't really blame them for. That's all we have on that one. Next, we're talking about a real quick one, and this one I feel like I'm going to shoot down immediately after I report on it. There is a rumor going around that Disney is considering a Rey solo movie. Not Rey Solo, but a solo Rey movie. So Daisy Ridley coming back as Rey for a solo movie. And there's a few sources that are saying this might be a thing. And I am here to say, I don't think so. I don't think this rumor has any legs whatsoever. I honestly believe, because we've heard Daisy Ridley and John Boyega and basically all of the new cast of the Star Wars sequel trilogy say that, no, I think I'm done. I'm hanging up the lightsaber, as it were. Money does talk and Disney kind of prints the stuff. So there is a sliver of a chance that this one's true, but I honestly, and I'm going to start on these ones because in the last video, somebody pointed out, well, that's probably not going to happen because X, Y, and Z about Star Trek. And I know those things, but I just haven't been apparently mentioning them as I'm talking about these rumors. So we're going to start talking about them a little bit more heavily as far as whether or not I think the rumors legit or has some sort of legs to stand on. This one, I don't think it has anything. So that's what we have on that one. Next, we're talking about another Disney live action remake. And apparently Disney is really looking for something to do right now because the rumor says that they're looking at making The Black Cauldron into a live action show. If you don't remember The Black Cauldron, it's because it's garbage. And Disney, for a long time, didn't even acknowledge that it existed. The movie was originally released in 1986 and didn't see a home release. It was released in theaters in 86. Didn't see a home video release until 1998. 12 years it took for them to acknowledge, oh yeah, by the way, we did a thing and it didn't do so well in theaters, but here we're going to try and maximize. This is another one. I really don't see, yes, I understand that times are rough and coronavirus is a thing and so everything is shutting down and they're looking for ways to turn a buck. I just don't think they're that desperate yet. But whoever's circulating this rumor definitely does think they're that desperate. So I don't buy it. I don't buy it at all. Next, we are talking about Godzilla versus Kong. New rumor is circulating. Actually, a couple of rumors are circulating that we are going to be seeing King Ghidorah return in the Godzilla versus Kong movie. Not just King Ghidorah, but also Mecha King Ghidorah, or very specifically Mecha King Ghidorah, because according to the rumor, that's how Ghidorah comes back, is they rebuild parts of him and then they defeat Ghidorah and they use parts of Mecha King Ghidorah to create a Mecha Godzilla, or maybe it was the other way around. This one has legs. This definitely, they are trying to do a lot of fan service with these movies. So bringing in the Mecha elements, because those are fairly deep cuts. They're not the deepest cuts, but they're definitely, like, they're not the most well-known, but the hardcore fans are all about this kind of stuff. So yeah, I think this one definitely has legs. I don't know to what extent we are going to be seeing Mecha King Ghidorah and Mecha Godzilla. I do feel like there will be an element of Mecha Godzilla at the very least, though. So this one, I think, holds up at least a little bit. Next, we are talking about The Batman, and we have this one. There's actually a couple of rumors that we're going to be talking about The Batman, but the one of the rumors, there's a whole lot of muddy water that comes with it. So the rumor is that for the sequel of this first Matt Reeves The Batman movie, we are going to see Bane as the primary antagonist, which will be really nice because the closest we got to that was The Dark Knight Rises, and really Talia al Ghul was the actual primary antagonist, and she was kind of the shadow puppeteer behind Bane. She was the one pulling Bane's strings, and then the only other time we've seen Bane in live action in movies was under the control of Poison Ivy, and that was laughable. So it will be nice, if this rumor is true, to see that. But the rumor goes on to say that Warner Brothers is still of that mindset where if you have this character in this spot, you cannot have this character, live action at least, cannot have this character anywhere else. So that flies in the face of what we heard last episode, or last time we were talking about Bane anyway, saying that Bane is going to likely be the next Joker, effectively going to be the next one-off dark movie or black label movie, as I've been calling them. So the two cannot exist together. They are definitely mutually exclusive. I tend to want to believe more of the former and less of the latter, former being that Bane is going to get his black label, a one-off movie, and is not going to be the antagonist of the sequel for the Batman. Though I honestly would want both of them to happen because Bane is such an interesting character to really dive into the psyche of. I want them both to happen. I just don't think they will. Because, again, Warner Brothers says, if you have this character here, it can't be over here as well. They tested the water a little tiny bit because there was very little overlap with Titans and the Justice League. Like, very little. It was they missed each other by, I think, just under a year. Maybe kind of, sort of, I don't know. I wish Warner Brothers would not be that silly because they think that we won't understand as fans. We won't understand, well, if that's Bane, then why is Bane over here in this series? And why is Bane over there in that movie all by himself? It just doesn't make sense, but it's still, I believe that portion of the rumor at the very least. And I'm rambling. And then there is also a rumor that this version of the Matt Reeves Batman movie will actually have the Joker in it. It was unclear in this rumor whether or not the Joker was going to be the primary antagonist or if it was going to be a cameo. The one thing that was for certain, though, is it's going to be another new iteration of the Joker, if you believe the rumor. That is all of the Batman. I know I talked a long time about the Batman, but that is all we've got there. Now, we're staying with Warner Brothers. We're staying with the DC Extended Universe. We're talking about The Flash. New rumor is now floating around that Joe Manganiello is going to be coming back as Deathstroke in The Flash. With this being potentially a Flashpoint movie, even if they've decided to recast the main character, I think that bringing Manganiello back as Deathstroke is a great idea. I think he did not get enough time in that suit to really show us if it was a good choice or a bad choice. I'm down to see if it's a good choice or a bad choice. But that's a quickie rumor. Next, we're talking about video games, baby. And this is actually the final rumor for the episode. We have a Halo rumor. So apparently 343 Industries has been reported to be working on multiple games in the Halo universe. There are different sources reporting on this rumor saying that this might be they're finally attempting to jump into the Battle Royale mode of things. So I love Halo. I think basically whatever they do, I don't know, Halo 5, not so much, but the rest of the franchise, absolutely golden. So if they can capitalize on that feeling, it doesn't really matter what they're trying to do. It's going to be something I have to get. That is the rumor mill. That does it for this episode of Headlines Nerds. For a more in-depth conversation on comics and comic culture, then jump over to nerdylegion.com and subscribe to any and all of the podcasts we offer on the subject. Or if you want to join me on more nerdy adventures plus a larger news show, then you can find me over on my YouTube channel, Generally Nerdy. Thanks for listening, nerds, and we'll see you next time.